Hi, it's Dave. The quarterly rite of passage for all Tesla shareholders is upon us, the long-anticipated Q3 earnings report. Tesla is set to announce their earnings Wednesday, October 21st, shortly after market close at 1 p.m. Pacific time. In this video, I'm going to share my estimates on why I'm expecting a record quarter, and I'll give some long-term perspective. All right, first I want to take a look at some Q3 estimates. Now, the best place and the best person I found for estimates has been the accountant at TeslaMotorsClub.com. Now, TeslaMotorsClub.com is kind of like my home turf or my hometown as a Tesla investor. It was the place where I first got really engaged in a Tesla community and really got to understand and share my knowledge about Tesla. And I still think to this day, TeslaMotorsClub.com and the investor section at that forum is still underrated. There's some great people doing some amazing research. And amongst the posters that are posting quarterly estimates, there's one user that sticks out, and his name is The Accountant. And I think he is underrated too. He consistently digs deep and generously shares his estimates. Now, the biggest difference between Q3 and last quarter, Q2, is going to be revenue, because Tesla delivered a whopping 48,000 more vehicles than they did in the previous quarter. So in Q2 of 2020, Tesla delivered a total of 91,000 vehicles. Their auto revenue was $4.7 billion, and their total revenue was $6 billion. Now, the key thing about Q2 or last quarter was their operating expenses was only $940 million, and their gross profit was much higher than that, leaving them with operating income of $329 million and a GAAP earning of $106 million. Now let's take a look at Q3. Now Q3 revenue for auto is $6.9 billion. That's the estimated kind of auto revenue, almost $7 billion because auto deliveries were up by 48,000 vehicles. Now to that revenue figure, we add regulatory credits. Now here is kind of like a mysterious piece, because we don't know the full kind of fiat agreement that Tesla has to sell much of the regulatory credits. Tesla can also sell ZEV credits in the US, and that is sometimes is irregular at times. Here the accountant gives an estimated $230 million of regulatory credits. I think that's on the lower side. I would probably give it a higher estimate, maybe even $300 million or so. Energy generation storage at $430 million, and services and other at $530 million. The total auto revenue estimated at $8.17 billion. Now, this is going to be a record quarter for Tesla. The gross profit is $1.8 billion, another record. Now, for operating expenses, this is a little bit tricky, but the accountant estimates research and development at $324 million, and then selling, general, and admin at $868 million. Now, there's a big jump from the last quarter, $661 million, and here's what's going on. Last quarter, Tesla had to account for $160 million in stock-based compensation that goes into this SG&A line because of Elon Musk's kind of stock compensation plan. However, in Q3, Elon became eligible for additional tranches, and because of that, Tesla is going to have to allocate a greater amount of stock-based compensation. And according to my estimates, Tesla has to allocate probably around $100 million extra. And so that's why you see this jump in SG&A. And further, Tesla has slightly lower costs because of furloughs and different Q2 activities. All right, operating income is estimated at $642 million for operating margin is 8%. So the key thing here is operating leverage. As Tesla is able to grow revenue, their operating expenses are not growing as fast as their revenue, meaning Tesla is kind of a lean machine. Their operating expenses are relatively fixed, so they can double, even triple their revenue without radically increasing their operating expenses. And this is what is called operating leverage. As Tesla sells more cars and they increase their revenue, they get a bigger gross profit as well. And a greater portion of that gross profit will go directly into operating profit. And this is kind of the story of Tesla in the year 2020, is where not just Tesla became profitable, but Tesla is demonstrating operating leverage. Their profits are growing as their revenue is growing as well. Personally, I think the story of Tesla's operating leverage is not understood fully by many investors. And I think it's going to be an increasingly important kind of part of the bull case for Tesla in years going forward. Overall, the accountant is estimating GAAP earnings to be $370 million and non-GAAP earnings to be $820 million overall. Overall, these estimates are quite realistic in my opinion, and I expect a GAAP profit of $300 to $400 million. All right, next, let's take a look at cash flow. Now, the accountant is estimating free cash flow to be about $513 million in Q3 of 2020. The net change in cash to be $5.6 billion. Remember, Tesla had a cap raise this quarter, and the cash at the end of the period is $14.8 billion overall. Now that puts Tesla in an amazing cash position. They have tons of cash to invest in the future to acquire companies if they'd like. And it also gives them a great safety cushion too. Overall, I think Tesla is going to report a fantastic Q3 earnings tomorrow. Lately, Tesla has been on a roll pushing out production, ramping up Model 3, and starting factories around the world in Austin and Berlin, and increasing even Shanghai. Now I've been watching Tesla earnings for over 8 years now. And for every earnings, I've listened to every single earnings call, and I've read through every shareholder letter and even gone through all the annual and quarterly filings. And over 8 years, what I've learned is the following. First, I think quarterly earnings tend to be kind of over-exaggerated or overemphasized by a lot of shareholders. See, the quarterly earnings really oftentimes don't tell the bigger picture. Sometimes one quarter might have additional expenses or revenue for one quarter might come in short. So there's a few factors that can greatly impact the result of a quarter. For me personally, what helped get me through many quarters of Tesla's earning reports is kind of the long-term vision that Elon set very early on. He wanted to deliver 500,000 vehicles by the year 2020. Now, the whole point is the year 2020 isn't the key point. Whether Tesla could deliver 500,000 vehicles in 2018 or 2021, that's not really the point. The point is Tesla had grand ambitions and they had a strategy and a product, and many things had to go right in order for Tesla to be able to reach their goals. And over the years, especially the early years in 2013, 14, and 15, I was laser focused on Tesla's execution and what they were doing to really meet those ambitious goals. Now, here we come in 2020. And in my opinion, as a long-term shareholder, I'm not too concerned about this quarter or next quarter. And next quarter, I think is going to be fantastic because Tesla is aiming to deliver over 180,000 cars to meet their 500,000 annual delivery guidance. However, what's more important than this year's deliveries or even next year's deliveries is kind of the longer-term vision that Elon Musk has set. Recently, Elon has said that he thinks that they can deliver 20 million cars in the year of 2030. And I think that's an amazingly ambitious and grand goal for Tesla to have. And when we look at the bigger picture, it really doesn't matter whether Tesla in this quarter delivers 100 million extra profit or 100 million less profit, right? Because the bigger picture is that Tesla is aiming toward a bigger mission. They're trying to expedite the world's transition to sustainable energy. And in order to do that, Tesla needs to execute on multi-year ambitious goals. So that's why I think investor events like Autonomy Day last year and Battery Day of this year are 10 times or even 100 times more important, right, to focus on and understand than a quarterly earnings report. Another thing about quarterly earnings reports is that it's a perfect opportunity, right, for traders to trade volatility. And it's also an opportunity for people to get very emotional and very hopeful about the stock price and earnings. And it's something that's very hard to avoid. The shareholder letter comes out August 21st on Wednesday, shortly after 1 p.m. Pacific time. And that's when most Tesla shareholders are going to be refreshing, right, the ir.tesla.com website, trying to find the shareholder letter. And then right after it comes out, we're looking at the after-hour stock price, right, to see if it's up 5% or down 5%, or you can move even 10% or even greater. And there's so much emotion and there's so much excitement. And even for myself, you know, I partake in this quarterly festival of Tesla shareholder excitement. But even as I do so, I take a step back sometimes and I think about the bigger picture. I think about Tesla's challenges and their hopes and how they're executing toward their 5 and 10 year goals. All right, I want to hear from you guys. What do you think about Tesla's Q3 earnings? And what kind of long-term progress update do you want to hear from Elon Musk and his team? After earnings, I'll go ahead and release another video to kind of sharing my thoughts on what I've learned, especially as a long-term Tesla holder. If you want to be kept up with videos like this, please consider subscribing to my channel. We're looking at investment topics and the world through different angles, both quantitatively and qualitatively. I'm on Twitter at HeyDave7, and we'll see you in my next video. Thanks.